So, I mean, you said it already, but would you say it in a different way in terms of what have we lost by sort of settling there in contemporary expressions of Christianity?
Yeah. Well, you know, there, one of the main figures of the revival movement in the United States is Finney, Charles Finney. And someone described his approach to religion as the religion of the bench, because he had this anxious bench in his revivals, you know, where he put a chair just like ours here and tell people to come and talk about their experience, you know. And so, and someone contrasted that religion to the religion of the catechism, which is a very telling way of distinguishing the new thing, which is this religious of the religion of the bench, and the old thing that's always been around, you know, which is this religion of the catechism centered around the teaching of doctrine, you know, which is then confessed in the creeds, you know, which is communicated through the office of preaching, which directs you to the Word of God for daily life, you know. And so there is a great contrast, I think, that's in the shift towards a more pietistic, revivalistic form of Christianity, emphasizing experience and activity in the world, we have this lost soul of Protestantism, as the historian D.G. Hart calls it. And the lost soul, what got lost in the shuffle, is what he calls confessionalist Christianity, which is basically one that puts the emphasis on doctrine and preaching and creeds, you know, and your local church, and so on.
Yeah.
So we've lost some of that. Like you said at the beginning, people think that this religion of the catechism is the new thing.
Yeah.
That we're trying to push down people's throats. In reality, it's the old thing that got lost in the push towards the religion of the anxious bench.
Yeah. Man.